Why is it so hard to admit to being wrong? In Forbes, there's an article by Mark Travers that says, quote, "It can be challenging to acknowledge when we have made a mistake or have harbored an incorrect belief. For some, the difficulty in admitting one's fault can become a recurring pattern that impedes personal growth and hinders relationships. Instead of owning up, we try to save face through denial and or ignorance," unquote. That resonates so much. Many times it is hard to admit if we are wrong, especially if we're not self-aware or we've taught ourselves to deny our feelings. The problem with self-denial is that we fool ourselves about the intentions and the reasons for why we do things. If you feel clueless, you can always get a clue from the person you are interacting with as to whether something you've said or done is triggering. If you reject the idea of being wrong without first considering the validity of that viewpoint, you may be avoiding yourself and suppressing unpleasant feelings in order to improve the experience, which is pointless because the argument you're about to have with the other person about whether or not you made a mistake will still bring up negative feelings that you have to deal with. Remember that in every interaction that you engage in, you are a co-creator. Being honest allows you to move towards a better version of yourself. Your goal is to strategize about how best to express yourself in a way to get what you want. What is your end goal with this person? Also, remember that whatever emotion you are suppressing is still sending out a vibration. So you may say one thing, but your energy and vibration says something totally different. This leads to confusion and distrust because the other person does not believe your words or intentions, and now you are being perceived as being dishonest. What should you do? Take accountability for your role in every conflict situation that involves you. It's never too late to do it either. When to admit that you are wrong? As soon as you realize you made an error, admit it. Get it out of your insides so you can move on without that experience coming up again and again in your inner thoughts. Because even if it doesn't blow up right then at the moment of conflict, it'll come up again later, either living rent-free in your mind or when the other person brings it up again. Maybe another reason you have a hard time admitting to mistakes is from a recessed fear of punishment. For some of us, in our younger years, there was no grace for making mistakes. Perhaps mistakes led to harsh punishments that made a mark on your psyche. Perhaps the most effective method you used then to get through it with as little damage as possible was to never admit that it was you. Perhaps it's time to acknowledge that you have a habit of not admitting to being wrong. If your younger self dealt with unfair punishments, it may help you to acknowledge it out loud to yourself while looking it in the mirror and tell yourself that you did not deserve the punishment you went through. The act of acknowledging this to your inner child, face to face, is deeply therapeutic and healing. It may also help you to remember that making mistakes is a universal experience that we all go through. Dealing with consequences from our mistakes is also something we must all go through. No one is perfect. And anyone who expects perfection from another person is delusional and unrealistic. If you behave as if you are never wrong, then you are expecting perfection from yourself, which is also delusional and impossible. At any point where you hear that little voice inside you that says, "What if you're wrong?" the best thing to do is to stop, suck it up, and chase that thought to see where it leads you. This voice, your inner conscious voice, can lead you to an epiphany if you allow it. What's your solution? Try talking to the person about the conflict in an authentic manner and with good intentions. Keep your voice as calm, slow, and non-confrontational as you can manage. This may be difficult because passion and intent sends unspoken messages through our tones, especially if we feel wronged, but do your best. The fact that you are trying comes through. Let them know your intentions. Your intentions are peace, understanding, and harmony. Let them know that you can't see where you made a mistake at the moment, so if they could explain it slowly and allow you to ask questions for clarification, it would be helpful. Then, you have to listen. And force your heart to slow down with slow, even breaths if you feel yourself getting hot from what they say. Make yourself listen without speaking or interrupting if you can help it. Ask clarifying questions to understand them and not to win a point. When they are through, restate their point of view to see if you understood them correctly. Then explain to them your point of view and your reasoning. It may turn out that you hear something this time that you didn't know before, or vice versa. It may be that you both agree to let it be and maintain harmony. If there is an area where you misstepped, speak specifically to that area and apologize specifically for that area. Don't give fake apologies that you don't mean. "I'm sorry you felt that way because that was not my intention" goes a long way to soothing tensions. Also, don't expect an apology back. Your goal is to make yourself feel better by getting the toxin out before it marinates and spreads inside of you. The toxin is the feelings of stress and anxiety from being wrong or being in conflict. A conversation or an apology will eliminate the tension in your mind and your body and will keep you from attracting similar negative vibes into your world. If the person doesn't want to have a conversation, then talk it out in your head, as if you were talking to them. If given the opportunity, apologize if you need to, and whether it's heard or not, make peace with yourself. The goal is for you to feel better and to keep the conflict from becoming oversized. Whatever you continue to give your energy to will grow. Don't feed the nastiness. Lastly, you might be feeling guilty and defensive about making mistakes. Remember that we are all human. It's okay to tell someone, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." it's also okay to say, I want to avoid this happening again. I'm going to do my best, but if you have any suggestions that will help me, I am open to it. By doing this, you're diffusing an emotional bomb. It might still explode, of course, which is why so many of us try to avoid conflict, but recognize that negative feelings are a natural part of human existence, just like positive feelings are. One does not exist without the other. The trick is learning to deal with it sooner rather than later. The longer you wait, the more drastic the fallout. Suppressing and avoiding negative feelings only makes them grow stronger, unfortunately. Give yourself grace. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to learn. You're allowed to grow. In that same Forbes article by Mark Travers, it says, quote, an article published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin shows that when people come to realize that personality is a malleable and not fixed entity, they are more likely to admit their mistakes as they understand that mistakes are a stepping stone to an improved personality. In other words, taking responsibility is the first step toward change. And believing that change can happen is the precursor to taking responsibility. Unquote. In conclusion, remember that human interaction is a constant practice, and because everyone is so unique, there will always be different nuances that you have to deal with. Be patient with yourself and keep practicing, because the benefit to your self-growth is much more valuable for you than the effect it has on the other person. Remember that your capacity to learn and become a better version of you is limitless. If you can't learn, then you can't grow. Try this affirmation to help you deal with the feelings and behaviors that might be holding you back from accountability. I am a complex masterpiece. My ability to change is limitless. Every reaction I receive is feedback from life's co-creators. Every reaction is a learning opportunity. I enjoy learning new ways to create. I am teachable. I am flexible. My ability to learn is limitless. I ask for help from my co-creators. My intention is self-growth. My intention is to live the best version of myself.